Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of Hebrews chapter 11, we were taught that as Christians, we must always keep our eyes on the Lord, or we will fail. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In James chapter 4, verse 4, we read this, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Have you ever heard someone say, "Well, everybody's doing it"? Well, in Egypt, that was their attitude. Egypt is a type of the world and religion today. Now, you choose to stand boldly or to not stand boldly. You see, endurance in the Christian life is built by faith in the eternal promises of God. It's when we start getting our eyes off the promises of God, we get our eyes off His Word and begin to look at the circumstances, is when we begin to sink in the water, so to speak. You see, you endure by just keeping your eyes on the Lord. Now, to go away from the pleasures of sin for a season, to esteem the reproaches of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, one must separate from the world and from its carnality unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, folks, let's face it. We're not immune from embracing a faulty but religious worldview. If we will fill our minds with the ideas and philosophies of the world, and accept everything else we hear without comparing it to God's Word, then we will begin to think like the world. That's why so many churches and ministries today are building themselves and patterning themselves after business models that were successful in the world, because they have abandoned the hardness of the way the Lord lays it out for us in Scripture. Now, friend, dross must be removed before there is a vessel for the finer. Silver or gold is not formed into beautiful jewelry until it is purged of that which is impure and corruptible. And so, yes, as Christians, we go through the fires, we go through the crucibles of trial. But those fires help to conform us to the image of Christ. And as a Christian, we look ahead and see ourselves as joint heirs with Jesus. Now, that takes us on to verses 27 through 29. And we see the greatest performance of faith in Moses' life was actually in the last one-third of his life. Yogi Berra, past Major League Baseball player and manager, said it best in only the way that he could say it. "It ain't over till it's over." And my friend, you've lived the life and you feel like, "Man, I failed. Well, it ain't over till it's over. And boy, ask God to make your last years your best years. I don't want to look back and say, "Those were the good years." I want to look ahead and say, "The best years are ahead. Now, I'm 62 years old, and so when I'm saying I'm looking at the best years ahead, you say, well, boy, you're not going to be able to do much. And I'm not talking about the best years of physical well-being. I'm not even talking about the best years of a ministry that might have hundreds and thousands that are involved in it. As we look at mega ministries, one would say, no, I'm just looking at the best years of ministry that would please God the most, to be used of Him. That's my desire. Now, that takes us to verse 27. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Now, when he says by faith, you got to go back again to verses 1 and 2 of this chapter. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders, and Moses is one of the elders, obtained a good report. Now, the king was the most powerful king on the earth that Moses is dealing with. But he didn't have his eyes on the power of Pharaoh. He had his eyes on the power of God. They all obtained a good report, these elders that verse 2 mentioned, by faith. And we see it here. They acted upon the promises of God. Now, Egypt is a type of the world. My friend, we are to forsake the world. That's what God tells us. There's a battle, as described in Ephesians 6, 12 through 19, and he tells us to put on the whole armor of God, and he goes through and he lists the various pieces of the armor. But he says in verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, that speaks of the various areas and forms of devils. The various areas of the devils. And they're the ones against whom we wrestle. And it's a fight. It is a fight. And you better believe that there is a Christian warfare. And that's why you see so many churches today trying to devise programs that will keep them from having anybody mock them, from anybody getting mad at them over their doctrine. Matter of fact, they just abandoned doctrine altogether for the most part. And they're afraid they're going to offend people. They don't mind if they offend God, but they are afraid they might offend people. Well, you see, those are people trying to get out of the cost of a true consecration, of being holy, because the Lord our God is holy. And we also become to realize that when we wrestle and we're in this Christian warfare, as 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5 says, our weapons are not carnal. They're weapons that we use. We're to love our enemies. We're to pray for them. We're to bless them. Matthew 5, 44 through 48. Those aren't the kind of weapons that we normally use against enemies, but Christ said to use them. If we do not have a walk and a witness that is dramatically different from those who know nothing of the grace of God in Christ Jesus, then we have a terrible problem, which must be admitted before the Lord and then resolved according to His transforming power. Now let me repeat that, because I want you to get that. This is important. If we do not have a walk and witness that is dramatically different from those who know nothing of the grace of God in Christ Jesus, then we have a terrible problem, which must be admitted before the Lord and resolved according to His transforming power. Moses' flight showed he had finally renounced life in the court. By this decisive action, he declared he was an Israelite, and he would share in the sufferings of his people and would brave the king's wrath. Why? he saw an invisible monarch greater than Pharaoh. He endured, we're told. The Greek word means to be strong, steadfast, firm, to endure, to hold out, to bear the burden. Faith knew the reality of the city whose builder and maker is God. Moses, therefore, could endure exile and millions of rebellious people with courage and strength. Far too many churches and church-related programs are more concerned about winning political battles and fighting for the rights of the oppressed, while concerned greatly about legislation and campaigning to write letters to congressmen and companies. We're more concerned about that than we are about proclaiming liberty in Christ Jesus to the unbelievers, those who are in bondage to sin. May we be more stirred for the souls of men than we are about petitions and politics and possibilities. If we don't act on something we are told, this can possibly happen. Now, I'm not against those things. I'm not against signing a petition. I'm not against doing those things and that activity. But they can become weights when we're more involved in them than we are in souls. There are people who get out and hold up signs, or they'll get out and get petitions signed. They'll work on getting emails sent, and they do it on their own time, and they do it free. They'll do so much of that, but you can't get them out to go visiting to soul win. Something is wrong with that. There's something very wrong with that for a Christian. Every saved man's number one priority should be the souls of men. After God, after your own family and your vocation, the souls of men are your first priority. As Moses, we too find less support from our people as a result than we do these moral causes. I mean, you can get more people to go out and stand against abortion in a rally, maybe against for defining what a marriage is. We can get more support for that than we can out for a revival meeting. Something is definitely wrong. And Christians get more excited about that than they can a revival meeting. There is something wrong with that. Now, verse 28 says, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. So he keeps the Passover, we see here in verse 28. The Passover is the most significant type of Christ. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.